Josie and I went to go see comedian Fortune Feimster. We were really lucky to be able to interview Fortune before the show, a couple weeks before the show. And so it was the big night to go see her, and she totally killed. It was awesome. And after the show, we were walking. Josie and I rode together, and we parked on this little side street, right? And we're walking, and we've been in the show. We've had other things that have happened throughout the evening. And so Josie says, as we approach the car, I really have to go to the bathroom.
I chugged a huge coconut water before the show, which was probably not smart. And then afterwards, there was no, like, it's not like a...
There's no intermission.
There's no intermission. No, right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go so bad. And we start to leave, and I was like, I'll just use the bathroom here. But the lines, because everybody had to go. And I was like, I can hold it because Katie had left her car at the station. It's like a mile. I'm like, I can make it. Forgetting how far of a walk we had afterwards.
Yeah.
So I looked at Katie, I was like, I can't. I'm going to wet my pants. I can't hold it.
So what does she do? In between two cars, one being hers, one being a random stranger's, she drops her pants.
Oh my God.
Where was the car?
Where were they parked?
We were just like on a side street. I'd rather not say.
In case there's cameras. But the way that this other car, it was a big SUV. So I figured between my car and that car, nobody would be able to see me. And there was no one around. I checked and I'm like, okay, we're good. And I, in heels, flare jeans, squat right in the middle of downtown. And all of a sudden I hear Katie go, Jose, people. I'm like, they're not coming here.
Oh, but they were.
That was their car.
No.
An entire family.
With children.
With children. We're talking seven people on their way. So there were people all over downtown, everywhere,
but
right?
But there's a 20-ounce coconut water in my bladder that had to come out, and it's coming, and it's not stopping. And she's like, Jose. I'm like, I can't stop this. I've had two children. There's no stopping this stream.
Once you start.
So I yank my pants up while I'm still... I would rather wet my pants than expose a child at that point. Like, I had to weigh my options.
Good call. Yeah, break the law or have wet pants.
So at that point, I'm in between. I'm blocking Josie with my body because we're parked... her car, and then right beside is this huge SUV truck or whatever it was. And Josie's behind me with her pants around her knees, squatting, and the family's approaching. And I know that in a matter of seconds, they're going to be up. There's no other car. They're coming there, you know? And so she, I don't even know how, it was one of those movie moments where somehow you ESP each other. I turn to be like, hurry up. And she tosses me her keys and she was like, you drive.
Because I'm peeing on the passenger side. And I'm like, go, Katie, go. So she's like, okay.
All right. So I go over to the driver's side. I just leave her exposed at this point because I got to get the getaway car going.
Yeah.
I get into the car. I realize I don't know how to drive her car. Yeah. I don't.
It's a German car. Starts a little differently than the American made. So I'm like, push the brake, hit this button, and I'm still yanking my pants up, jumping in, and this family's coming around the corner.
Yeah.
And it's obvious what I've just done. There's so much pee
on the ground. There's a pee spot right in front of their door.
They are walking.
Katie starts the car, and she goes, don't make eye contact.
Like, look away.
Don't make eye contact.
Look away.
Like, they know it's us. And my car is a very specific color. There's very specific stickers. I'm like, they're going to... they're going to know.
I drove away from them looking completely the other direction and just driving blindly so that they wouldn't see my face just in case.
And they knew. They stared at us like the look of disappointment and disgust.
Now, Josie, were your pants all wet in your car?
Yes,
they were. Nice. So I thought, I was like, okay, it wasn't as bad as I thought. But then I got home and they were flare legs and I had apparently... peed, like stood, like when I was trying to get him up, I apparently got it all over the hem, like the bottom. My shoes were wet. It was not an ideal situation.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
But I had to pee. So it was either that or I was just
gonna
wet
myself.
You know
what the funny thing is? We think it's the homeless is causing a problem. It's not. It's Josie.
Didn't you pee in Savannah one time in between?
Josie.
In an aisle.
Let's
throw Katie under the bus.
There's been a lot of places
there you go.
Because I thought, like, this is kind of embarrassing, but I've seen her wet, you know, pee in the middle of the street in Savannah. So
is Jared. Jared pulled over on the side of the... No, not you didn't pee in public, but you pulled over on the side of the road to let me and my friends go pee. This has happened a million times.
I felt like there was no judgment coming from you until the children got involved and started walking over.
No, this is three kids for Katie, but... Three or four of your friends, they're like, we all got to pee, and we're in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, what?
Just pull over.
And then, and pulled over. It was like a country road, and they're like, these all got, I'm like, I'm not, it's like, I don't even know where to look.
It's like animal instinct pee, too, because it's like,
it is.
For guys, at least, because that's happened before when we were in a traffic jam at a concert and all the girls had to go. It's like, all of a sudden, it's like they're so like walking feminine. All of a sudden, it's like this dog-like maneuver, and they're all like in the woods, and then they all come out.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, that's so weird.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that.
Because guys just have to stand and we can turn and you might not even notice.
And I peed in between cars a bunch of times.
Yes. And normally it wouldn't even, be a topic of conversation because it's so normal in our lives that if you have to go, you go, right?
Right.
But because it was a whole family approaching us and they were the only other car there, it figured.
It figured. Right. Exactly.
And then we come back to the station. And we pull in, and the parking lot's full of people. Tripper's like watching Katie drive my car in. I'm like, he's probably going to ask. I'm like, just leave. Don't even make eye contact.
If Tripper was like on his dinner break or what the deal was.
He was standing in the parking lot?
He was standing in the parking lot, like posted up against a truck. Just standing out there.
It was very weird. He was just hanging by himself on a truck I didn't recognize. And there was nobody around. There was no one else in the parking lot.
And he did not say hello to us.
No.
He did not say goodbye. He didn't even, he just stood there. Kind of like, the silhouette of the Marlboro Man, leaned up against a truck. That's kind of how he was.
Normally, he loves talking, so it's shocking he didn't come
over.
He
could probably smell it.
He's like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with this at all.
He could smell everything.
I thought he was having a moment. I don't know.